Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.
To round off today's edition of your Morning Mix, let's link in with David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland and Ireland's expert on celestial events. He's here to talk about the International Space Station, which apparently is blazing across Irish skies for the next few nights. Morning to you, David. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And also, Big Saturn watched on Saturday night for rings being edge on less than 43 years.
Wow, so you've got two treats for us if you're into staring up to the skies. How fast and how high is the space station really moving when we see it in the sky? And will we see it? I don't know what if the skies aren't clear, how are we going to see it?
Well, the space station itself we can predict fairly accurately these days. We get it down to split seconds now. I remember when it first went up over 20 years ago, sometimes you were lucky to get the minute correct. But not anymore, because it's traveling at about 17,000 miles an hour, but 400 kilometers above the ground. So it won't appear to zip across the sky. It'll move across the sky about the speed that a high-flying jet aircraft crosses. So you'll see it for 1 or 2 minutes. If you do see something zip across the sky in a second or less, that's a meteor, a shooting star. Space station, much easier to see, and extremely bright. It's about 100 times brighter than the brightest stars in the sky, so you can't mistake it. And there are astronauts on board, so you know, we're watching space history in the making. It's something to get the entire family out to watch.
Right. So if you're in County Wexford this evening or over the next couple of days, when and where would you best see it, please, David?
Yeah, well, the weather... that's going to do what it's going to do. Somebody on the island is going to see it, and we all see it at the same time. It flies overhead over the extreme south coast of Ireland, but even people in Donegal would see it more than halfway up the sky. If you think 400 kilometres, imagine a globe of the Earth. The island from the north coast to south coast is not 400 kilometres long, so you're so high up, everybody sees it at the same time. So if it's a cloudy night, those people with clear skies will get to see it. But hopefully it'll be clear for everybody. And we've got till the 3rd of December next week to see it. So, for instance, tonight the exact time to watch is 5:21 p.m. It'll be almost overhead, actually down in the south.
Right.
But you actually get a chance to see it very low in the southwest if you miss that one. At 6:57 p.m. But just as you watch it then, it will actually fade and vanish. And that's because it'll go into the Earth's shadow. Uh-huh. We don't see the space station because it's got headlights or anything. It's catching the sunlight 400 kilometers above the ground. So dark down here, but still bright in the sunlight up there. And if you're on the space station at 6:57 p.m. this evening, you'll actually see the sun setting behind the Earth. We'll see it fading. They'll see the sun going away. So it's a fascinating thing to watch. I've been watching it since the first module was launched in 1998 and manned continuously since the year 2000. So 2.5 decades it's been blazing across the sky. It wasn't as big when it first went up. It took a few years to actually assemble the thing in space. And it's now the biggest man-made object we have and the most expensive object ever built by the human race.
How much?
About 100 billion euros.
Wow.
Now, there are 7 billion astronauts on board. They're basically lab technicians running this expensive laboratory.
Yeah. What are they doing at the moment, then? What are they focusing on?
Well, they have a whole range of experiments. There are 7 of them, and in fact, more went up this morning, and I meant to check this before I came on air, but I think there could be 11 on board at the moment if the mission went successfully. We were hoping it was going to be a slow mission. Sometimes it's taken 2 days to go into space, check everything out, and then slowly rendezvous with ISS. But they have this fast-track 3-hour method now where they can zip up and dock. And unfortunately, that happened in daylight, so we wouldn't get to see it. But we have seen space chases in the past where either a new crew are going up, coming down, or a robot craft are taking supplies up and down. And they're doing all kinds of experiments for scientists back on the ground. Some of them are material, so that they've made things like germanium, which could be 10 times faster than silicon for making computer chips. They're very hard to make pure enough on the ground, but you could make a small amount easily in weightlessness and then see if they're really worth building a multi-billion dollar factory to mass produce them on the Earth. Yeah. Same with drugs. They test themselves to see the effects of weightlessness on the human body. And they're also caretakers. They have to get out and fix the space station. New parts are sent up. Some old parts wear out. So they'll often go on spacewalks as well.
Yeah.
And they're also guinea pigs because, you know, they're taking blood samples, watching what they're eating and how they're exercising to see what, not just long-term effects of weightlessness on the human body, right. But things like bone loss, which can have applications down on the ground for people who suffer from osteoporosis and the like.
That's really fascinating because we often wonder what they do. You've given us at least seven ideas of what they're doing up there. Can I move on in the time frame I've left because I've got to get to the midday news out in a few moments' time and round off today's show. But you talked about Saturday's Saturn Watch. This is going to be very rare and special. And again, I'm just thinking of my Morning Mix listeners as to when they can see this and where they can see this.
Yeah, well, you can see Saturn with the naked eye about 7:30, 8:00. It's pretty high up in the south. And it looks like a bright star, one of the top 10 bright stars in the sky. So nothing extremely obvious to the naked eye. You'll need to know which one it is. But if you point a powerful telescope at it, it's transformed into a globe, normally with those big, beautiful rings going around Saturn. But the rings are tilted edge-on. And that only happens on average every 15 years. The last time it happened, 2009, it was too close to the sun to see it. So the last time we actually did see the rings exactly edge-on was in 1996. And we won't see it again until 2039. That's a 43-year gap. So this week, the rings are closer than they're going to get to edge-on, almost exactly edge-on. So unless you've got a powerful telescope, you're not going to see this. Yes, you'll see Saturn in the sky, yeah. But you won't see that unique view with the rings, just a paper-thin line. I've been watching it myself the last few days. But we're going to set up telescopes in the Leinster area at our headquarters. We're just outside the M50, so easy enough to get to. For the general public to come along and have a look on Saturday at 7 o'clock in some really powerful telescopes. Right. And if you can't get there, at least look at the sky on Saturday, because the moon will be extremely close to Saturn. So yeah. Everybody with the naked eye
okay. Is
going to be able to see which bright star is Saturn, the thing just below the moon on Saturday, also named after the god Saturn.
Fascinating. Just remind people how they can find you in Astronomy Ireland, please, David.
Yeah, well, the website is simple, astronomy.ie. You'll see there you can get tickets for the Saturn Watch. And also we predict the exact time to watch the space station on our social media,
yeah. Free
every day around sunset. And the links to X, Twitter, Instagram, they're all there on astronomy.ie bottom. So do follow us there and watch out for it tomorrow night and every night till December 3rd.
Thank you very much, David. Pleasure to talk to you. As always, David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. Fascinating and a nice way to round off what's been a busy edition of your Morning Mix. Now, these weight loss drugs, it's going to be one of the features in the programme tomorrow.